I'm a coming, Charlie. I'm a coming. But first, I gotta sit through this train. My dog has been by himself for a really long time. We try to go no more than 6 hours. Usually like five. We try to go no longer than 6 hours, and it's been longer than 8 hours. So I couldn't hold my piss for 8 hours. So if he held it, I feel really bad for him. And if not, I'm gonna have to clean up piss. I'd rather my dog be not feeling like his bladder is gonna explode. So if I gotta clean up piss, I gotta clean up piss. But boy, oh boy, I feel bad if he held it, because I don't think I can hold a pee for 8 hours. I don't sleep for 8 hours in a row. I always get up, you know, midway to piss there. I hope that doesn't mean that I have prostate issues or anything like that. I do have a tiny bladder. I think that's probably what it is. But maybe I should get my butt checked. Maybe I should get the go into the doctor's office and get the old oil change. Grown men, unemployment hour bonus train. How's it going? I'm just on my way home. It's late, and poor Charlie, my dog, is probably cursing my name right now, but as soon as I show up, he's probably going to be really happy. He's probably not going to hold me accountable for my misgivings, because that's how dogs are. He's probably not going to be like, you know what, buddy? You really fucked me here. You're an asshole. I love you, and I'm very happy to see you, but fuck you, because 8 hours, that's fucked. Go fuck yourself. I'll talk to you in about 45 minutes once I'm calmed down here. I'm going to be mad at you for a while. If I'm one of those grudge-holding dogs, it'll be a week. I'll get over this, but it's going to take some time. I'm forgiving, but I'm not that forgiving. But, you know, luckily he's a dog. He's not some kind of hybrid super race of dog that holds grudges and shit. So he's probably not even, he's just going to be happy to see me. It's like when you get lost. I never had this, actually. I never got lost for long enough where my parents were just happy that I wasn't lost. I'd always get yelled at when I was lost. And it came from love, obviously. My parents were worried, or my mom was worried that I was lost. And when she found me, she was mad at me. But I think if you're gone long enough, then they're going to be like just happy to see you and not even mad at you. I never got to that point. Probably a good thing, because I'm a bit of a bull in a china shop, even especially back then. You know, they did leave me with my grandma, and I got hit by a truck and broke my femur and my collarbone. So, you know, it's probably good that I wasn't... They definitely didn't get mad at me about that one. My mom and dad were happy to see me not dead when they got home from their trip to see their son in a hospital bed in traction with a broken femur and a broken collarbone. And probably a lot of head bruises. Whenever I tell people that I got hit by a truck when I was little, they always say that it makes a lot of sense. Things are starting to make sense and come together. So yeah, my poor dog, my poor, poor dog. But I don't think he's gonna get real mad at me about that, and I kind of feel bad. I kind of feel like he's letting me off the hook, and it's not right, because I did a bad thing here. I had to work, and then I had a hockey game right after work, and I wanted to get to the Y to practice before work. It still would have been, it was gonna be a long time regardless, unless I would have, I guess I should have got up really early, left the dog for, you know, 2 hours and practiced and lifted some weights. Instead, I wanted to make one trip, kind of. I wanted to do it before work. I didn't get out of the house quick enough. I went to work, and then I went to hockey, and then I went to the Y after hockey. So it's been a long time now. I'm guilty about that, and hopefully he's still alive and he's not pissed all over the place or not blown out his bladder and not pissed off. So yeah, I'm almost home now. That train, I just caught the tail end of it, but I thought, you know, might as well do a unemployment hour bonus train. It's been a while since I've had one. The last train I hit, I did a full-on unemployment hour episode. I hope you guys have listened to that and enjoyed it. I hope you listened to little Josh and I's last Two Buds podcast. I think we did a pretty long one. I hope it was good. I felt good about it. I probably talk too much again. I need to let my co-host talk more. It's really bad. I just get going and I can't stop. I get so goddamn diuretic, my mouth starts moving and it doesn't stop. I should watch Winnebago Man. Oh man, the best. I could watch that every day. It's been a while since I've watched Winnebago Man. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then our listener base has expanded, because all the people that I know are listening to this, except for one, have heard of Winnebago Man. So Mitch, if you haven't seen Winnebago Man on YouTube, check it out, because it's the best. It's a riot. It makes me happy. Okay, well, I'm home now, and I don't want to make Charlie wait any longer, so I'm getting in the house now. Have a good one. Bye-bye.